AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama is expressing his condolences and expressing grief to the families of two al-Qaeda hostages who were believed to have been killed in a U.S. drone strike in January. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
In a hushed White House briefing room, the president both defended the attack and apologized for it. He said the target on the Afghan-Pakistan border was long under surveillance.
We believed that this was an al-Qaeda compound, that no civilians were present.
Tragically, he says, captive aid workers Warren Weinstein and Giovanni Laporta were. Both perished, along with al-Qaeda leaders, including one American, Ahmed Farouk. Obama says he knows this explanation won't console the families.
There is nothing that I can ever say or do to ease their heartache.
And while a review's underway, he says he takes full responsibility for what happened. Mark Smith at the White House.
In a statement, Warren Weinstein's wife says the family is devastated and the people who took him captive bear ultimate responsibility. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.